I want to encourage you today, Lord. This is a message of encouragement. Amen. To encourage us to make it through this February, because I think it's very important. Somehow I think this is really important. I do. I feel like you're going to do some talking to yourself. You're going to have to know yourself a little bit better this month. That you're going to have to talk to yourself and say, no, you can't do that. No, we ain't going to do that. Amen. My daughter, Brenton told me, she said she talked to herself all the time. So you have to talk to yourself. Hallelujah. But it's one thing I've learned, and God is teaching me, and maybe he's teaching you the same thing. Amen. You can't have nothing unless you see it. You don't accomplish much without your sight. But I saw a boy, and I wasn't looking for it. I wasn't looking for this. I went online to see about whether it's a gallstone and a kidney stone are the same. And the link came on for the boy who can see without eyes. And girl, I looked at that and it changed my life. I said, if this child can see without eyes, what about us? I mean, he could see. He said, but it's scripture. Jesus said, you could say unto the mountain. Now the mountain got to hear you. To be removed. Stay with me. And cast into the sea. Jesus spoke to the fig tree. He said, die. And the fig heard him. He said, this boy. Y'all got computer. Just click on, say, go on Google and say, the boy who can see without eyes. And that'll come up. His name is Ben Underwood. He said when he was young, he had cancer in his eyes. And at 4 years old, his mother had to either take his eyes out or his body would be destroyed. So she took his eyes out. And as he grew, they made eyes, you know, the size of his sockets. But he found out that him listening and clicking. Now, I don't know about this about. He does a wall. That's a chair. While he was four, his mother did a lot of talking to him. You know, she'd say, now, son, this is a chair. And he'd click and find out that sound was a chair. Lord, have mercy. So when Jesus said, if you don't praise me, the rocks going to cry out. Oh, let me know the rocks will hear you. You know, we crazy folks. We talk to our flowers. You ever have a pretty flower and you say, you just is pretty. You need to grow. I'm going to put this on. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm crazy. So, you know, I can be the only crazy one. That's all right. But when I saw that, then I knew that things have sounds. He said a wall has a sound. He out there riding his bike, playing basketball, go to school with sighted people. Because he said other people, he don't understand about this cane thing. Till he finally learned at the end that he needed a cane. You know what I'm saying? Just to see like deep holes that he couldn't click and the sound wouldn't come up. You ought to get, but please look at it. It'll change your life. And so I say, Lord, you are so great. So they sent for the scientists. And they tried to get this boy to understand what he was doing. So they put this on the table and told him, you know, to ask what it was. He clicked around it. He said, right, he clicked around it. And he said, I don't know what it is, but it's about this tall. The scientists don't know. God is going to do something that the scientists ain't going to find it out. They're going to try to find out how you got healed. How could you, like the boy said, how could you get healed? How can God do this? And they're going to have to say it was a miracle. They're going to have to say something. Hallelujah. God is getting ready to confound the wise. So look for it. All right. And so the Lord impressed upon me. I said, Lord, you know, he can't see, not literally, but he can see in here. So we got to see what we want this month. You got to look at what you want this month. Ladies, you trying to lose weight? Go to the Goodwill and buy you a size. If you're 18, buy a size 16 dress. A size 16 skirt. And work toward it. Now let me show you what God said here. I want you to turn to Genesis, help me, Lord, 13. This is Abraham. This is our father. Two things you got to do. And the Lord said unto Abram after that Lot was separated from him. Because, you know, I thought about Christians. We done been to church half of our lives. And people have told us and preached gospels and preached word that we ought to have enough word in us to almost have indigestion. We got enough word down in us to last us a little while. You're trying to store up stuff. You ought to have enough word stored in you to last a while. Praise the Lord. And so the Lord told Abram, he said, when Lot was separated, he said, lift up your eyes. There's a reason he said that. He said, and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. He said, for all the land which you see to thee, I'm going to give it to you, and to thy seed forever. And he said, I will make you seed as the dust of the earth. Now, he's building his mind up. He's building up his mind to receive what he's getting ready to do. And he know you can't count no stars. So he takes Abraham out. You know the scripture. He takes him out. He told him to look up. Then he said, look down at the sea. Count the sands. He know Abraham couldn't count no sand. How you going to count the sand on the sea? Pray, but he's trying to get his mind stirred up. God is trying to get our mind stirred up. So he wants you to look at your problem this month. He wants you to look at where you are this month. Praise the Lord. And look, he told him, wait a minute, he gave him another. Here's another one. He said, arise. Get up. Saints of God, first you look and see your problem. Now you get up. You get up and you walk through the land. You walk toward what you want. Paul say, I press toward the mark of the high. You got to press. I say, you got to press. You got to press toward the mark that you want, children of God. And then you sit up and you're going to be sitting here next year saying the same thing. Y'all know it's the truth. For years you done sit up and said the same thing. Now listen, it is not easy. Don't think it's easy. It's not easy. And so this young lady that come out of school, she got the balance beam. She walks on. I like to look at stuff like that. I like to see anybody that's really, you know. And she gets on the balance beam. And she said, I want a gold medal. Now, she don't just look and say, well, you know, time to practice, but I'm tired. I don't feel like it. I'm tired. No, but every day. Whatever it takes for her to get that gold medal. Because she got her eyes on that gold medal. Put your eyes on your gold medal, children of God. Put your eyes on your gold medal. Put your eyes on your victory this month. Put your eyes on it. And your body will respond and take you into the place that you're supposed to go. Am I making sense? Am I making sense? Stop making excuses. Because excuses is not going to get you there. And so she'd get up and she'd say, I don't feel like practicing today. 5 o'clock, I don't feel like running. Besides, it's too windy, it's too rainy, it's too this, it's too that. She ain't going to get no gold medal. That's right. But that one that said, look at that nut out there. It's in the rain. She's running in the rain. Look at her. Look at her. She doing what she's supposed to do. Praise the Lord. She doing, I don't feel like exercise. Me and Dad, we got back on that doggone treadmill. Hate that thing. I hate it. So I go downstairs and I'm mad. I do that. I get on. I say, Dad said he walked 10, 15 minutes. Shoot, I walk about 5 minutes. My legs start. My legs hurt, Lord. I can't walk out. My legs. He just said, Celeste. I say, God, okay. And so then I get me a song and I sing it. And I walk. Praise the Lord. And I walk. Day Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I got to walk. Because I got something I want. I said, I'm going to preach this, God. And while I'm preaching, I'm going to do what I'm saying. I ain't going to just talk the talk. I'm going to walk this walk. So your pastor have to, you know, she have to do too. Yeah, you have to do too. And it's got to be something you don't want to do. Who wants to not do? Who want to, you know, you got to take exercise. Now, we're going to get a little carnal into it. You have to take exercise. You got to. If you want to lose weight, you got to take exercise. And then you sit down and say, well, I read a thing. This lady said, all you got to do is do so and so. Don't you believe her? You got to take exercise. I don't care if it's walking up the stairs 5 times a day. You got to do something. God told Abraham, say, get up and walk through. Make a movement. You got to make a movement. And so what did Abraham do? Now, he couldn't possess all the land that he was going to get that one day. It took him years. But it ain't going to take you. Now, I'm not talking about, I'm trying to tell you now. Listen, this thing ain't going to come overnight. You're going to have to walk it out. Hallelujah. So I got so excited. Lord, what do it mean to see? See mean to perceive, mentally, discern, understand, to see the point of something, to detect it, as if you really saw it happening. Hallelujah. See yourself. Girl, look in the mirror. See what you want. You got to see it, and then you can press toward it. Got it yet? But you got to, and then you got to have some pain. You got to. 17 verse. All right, now I want to turn to 1 Chronicles 14 and 2. I may not be up here. Praise the Lord. Well, there it is. 1 Chronicles 14. The Lord deal me about this. Amen. 14 and 2. Yeah. All right. Listen. Now, went down to anoint David to be king. He was about 14. The oil poured on his head down to his whatever. But here this little bitty David out there. He had brothers, big, strong men. And God told him, say, don't look on that. I got said to think that you can do what God got something for you. And he said, don't look on him. Okay, now David is anointed to be king. Now along comes Saul and run him all over the country. And then David says, this man gonna kill me. Now how is this man gonna kill him and he's supposed to be the king? Well, we got to realize that what God say for us and what God has for us, no devil, nobody can take it. Amen. Amen. And I thought to myself, I said, Lord, what are you talking about? He gonna get killed. How you gonna be king and be dead? But listen, he went through his trials, what you've been going through. You know the trials you've been going through. You're going to be what God wants you to be. Allison, don't worry about it. God going to put you in the place he wants you to be. Just keep on walking for him. Just keep on doing what you know to do. And God will bring you to the place. Right to the place. Right to that perfect place. And so, David was out there, y'all. That's where they got Robin Hood from, David. David was out there being a Robin Hood. Giving to the rich, taking from the rich and giving to the poor. All the people that were poor and feeling bad and in debt, the Bible say, they came to David when David was out there. Running from Saul, because Saul was sure would have killed him. But God many times put Saul in the hands of David, and David could have killed him. But that's another story, because he understood the anointing, and he didn't touch him. 2 Samuel 5 and 12. Praise the Lord. But wait a minute. Let's go back to the second verse. I want to get there. And so finally when David is in the Chronicles, it tells about David's victories, all the victories he had. And so now he was a king of Tyre, sent messages to David and timbers of silver and masons and carpenters to build a house. So finally David perceived that the Lord had firmed him king. But he didn't know in his heart. See, in your heart of hearts, you got to know. I don't care what nobody tell you. I don't care what they say. In your heart of hearts, you got to know what God wants for you. And if you know, can't nobody push you around if you know I'm looking for God to say. I heard Dee Dee say, I'm going to wait on God. God will come. He will tell you. He perceived. He said, hey, I'm a king. God is doing this. I know I'm a king. Well, he didn't know it when Samuel anointed him. He didn't have it in here, only up here. The understanding of it. And then 2 Samuel says something similar to that. Let's go to 2 Samuel, the 5th chapter. The Lord said, encourage the people to begin to look to me. Amen. You know, you put Lot out, you got to put Lot out though. Put him out. Put him out. Because God didn't speak to, he did not speak to Abraham until he put Lot out. I gave you all this land, but you got something hanging on you. What you can't receive. But he put Lot out. And in fact, the 12th verse says, it's about David and Hiram and the carpenters. And David perceived that the Lord had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake. So David understood that he was supposed to be the king. And somebody will say, like I was saying, and when you get to be where you need to be, don't let it get to your head. Because a lot of times when people get where God wants them to be, their head get big. They get, they get out of, when people start to saying, pastor, this and that, I have to keep myself. Because I know who did it. I ain't stupid. I'm old enough to know I can't heal a butterfly with a broken wing. I know that. But it took God this time to bless him. Oh, Lord, all this time to, oh, poor Celeste. I might have could have done other things, but maybe I wasn't ready. Amen. So don't let God use you and you get big-headed. Because it just so happened you was usable at that time. You may not be usable next year, but you're usable now. Amen. So don't get big-headed. Don't think that, oh, I can, boy, I prophesy and, you know, it just gets on your nerve. Praise the Lord. But I thought I'd throw that in there. Because it sure will happen. Don't think the devil just going to let you just go on, skip to my loo. Uh-uh. No, no. You got to keep yourself humble. Say humble. God can use humble people. But you get big-headed, then you lose the favor of God. Amen. But I want you now to look at what you need from God. I want you to look in your mind and say, Lord, I know what February is going to mean to me. And I know what I'm going to do. This in the February, I'm gonna. And look, you can do it. You can do it. You can overcome this month. I say you can overcome because this is the month God gonna give us. I said God gonna give us this month, honestly. And you gonna overcome this month. If it ain't clicked in, it's gonna click in now. Amen. Hallelujah. Them 20 pounds you've been trying to lose, it's gonna click in now. We gonna look up and see you wearing a woo. Look at so and so. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. We had a girl, we had something in our church going, Sharon. And Sharon lost weight. We said, girl, get up. Look at you. And she was just, you know, she was so proud. I said, girl, walk there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We won't do you like that, but I'm telling you. And so somebody said, well, I ain't tell you, Grandma, I don't want to lose weight. Well, you got something else you want. So overcome it. Overcome it. You got them old snaking attitudes. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. And I've been looking at my attitude. I said, Lord, I got this is ridiculous. And you got other things you need to overcome. So if you see me nice, it's because I'm trying to overcome an attitude. I insist that God is going to be my leader. I've insisted that when he split that sky, I'm going to see him in peace. And if it takes me getting down, hallelujah, that's where I'm going. Because I want to see Jesus. Amen. I say I want to see Jesus. I will see Jesus. See, now, see, listen. The devil got you thinking that, well, you know, you don't know whether you're going or not. Yeah, you do. The Bible say, hallelujah, your spirit bears witness that you are a child of God. You ain't out here running around here. One, if you saved, if you got to say, L, am I saved? No, I ain't saved. You got to ask somebody if you saved. No, you not saved. Amen. But when you get saved, when you learn about Jesus, when you get Jesus down in your heart, you're going to know it. You may not be perfect. You may be overcoming. But you're going to know that you belong to God. It's something about it. You think God going to have you running around here and you don't know where you are? Or who you are? No, you're going to know who you are. You're going to know how much. And you know what? This year, you're going to stand up and say, I'm a child of the King. You're going to stop what? I don't know. I'm a child of the King. I say, I'm a child of the King. I'm a child of the King. And I thank God. God don't want you. You ain't looking cute because you'd run around here and, you know, say, I don't know. Get out. I'm looking for you to stand up and testify. I said, thank God I'm a child of the King. Yes, Lord. Jesus lives in me. I say he lives in me and I in him. Amen. Y'all pray my strength because I'm going on. I'm going on in him. I'm growing up in him. Hallelujah. I'm getting bold in him. I can talk to my next door neighbor. I can talk to the person at the store. I can tell them about Jesus. And I ain't worried about what I'm saying. I'm going to say Jesus loves you. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. God got to have some people that's going to stand up now. And he's raising people up. You listen, don't you feel that in you? I tell you, I'm feeling new. You feel like God doing something new in you. Don't you feel like something turning over in you? God wants you to know who you are and who he is. But if you know who you are, you go to him when he tore down that middle wall of protection. Then now you go in. You ain't got to wait till the priest go in. You ain't got to wait till some man ask God to forgive him so he can go in. Because Jesus done paid the price. He paid the price. And we can go in now to the holies of holies and make our petitions and say, Jesus, here I am. And you ain't got to feel like a lowly dog because you're not. You are a child of the King. Hallelujah. Do you really think that the man, it's a man, his name is, I forgot his name, but he's the richest man in the world. You think his kid went around here talking about, you know, I don't know if my daddy, uh-uh. All right, I'm going to tell on these kids now. You know, you got a good daddy. That's your daddy. And when you want something, you go to him. Daddy. Ooh, y'all don't see what I'm talking about. That, 'cause you know he your daddy. And you know if he got it, he gonna give it to you. You say, Daddy, I need such and such a thing. You don't go say, now, Daddy, if you please. No. You say, Daddy, I need thus and thus. Praise the Lord. And Daddy say, he might say, now you shouldn't, but will you wait till he get through? Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Amen. Because you know that's your father. And you know if he got it, he going to give it to you. That's right. See that? I'm telling y'all now. Well, don't you know God love you more than daddy?
Hallelujah.
Don't you know he'll give good gifts to those who ask him? Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to ask God. Don't be thinking that you're doing something out of order to ask God. Hallelujah. You can overcome anything you want to overcome. All you got to do is ask God to help you, and he will help you. All you got to do is make a walk, get up and start to walking toward it. Get up and start to walking toward it. Yes. Am I making sense?
Yes.
You got to walk toward this thing.
Yes.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Hallelujah. You all just got any kind of habits, and smoking ain't the only bad habit you can have. You can overcome. The devil say, you done did enough. You don't need to, you know, after all, you know, you don't. But you're going to be glad when you look in your pocket. They tell me that jug is high, too. Expensive. All of a sudden, you say, wonder. It was a man over to the church. And he said, you know, Brother Turner, he said, you know, since I got saved, I'm really, the Lord done blessed me financially. And the Lord touched him. He said, yeah, he took the money you was putting for your cigarettes and put it in your pocket. People spend money on cigarettes. Is that right? Put that money in your pocket. And then you're going to have money for other stuff. Amen. You can overcome. I say you can overcome. I say you can. Yes, you can. I say yes, you can. Stuff is so expensive. I mean expensive. So some of this junk we've been spending for junk, cut that out. Some of, I ain't going to say don't buy nothing. But you know, y'all, some of y'all best could be half full of junk. I go and I'm looking at people, you know, be shopping, and half of their baskets full of potato chips, ice cream. Now, I buy ice cream and potato chips, but half of my basket ain't full with it. And then they wonder where their money is. It's there. I can't pay my rent. Well, your rent is there. Because you add up some of that crap, and it'll be as much as your rent is. Because potato chips, good potato chips, cost you $3 or something bad. Get out. I said, get out. Ain't it the truth? So we're going to do better. And we're going to stop, you know, making excuses. And we're going to stop making excuses. And we're going to stop making excuses. This month we're going to say, Lord, this month the church has put aside. And this month, Lord, I'm going to perceive, just like David did, that I am a child of the greatest creator. No other creator. No other but him. And I belong to him. I belong to Jesus. Get yourself to that. Lord, I belong to you. I'm your child. You are my God. You're my creator. You know me. You know my uprights. You know my down sins. You know everything about me. So if you all are saying hallelujah, you say your mother taught, that's good. She taught you that God is who he said he is. But you know what? God has got a deeper place to take us. He got a deeper place to take us because we still got that human, and we're going to be human till we die, by the way. But I'm telling you, I believe it's a place, sister. I do. I believe it's a place in God where you can walk up and say, silver and gold, I ain't got it. But I got something I can give you. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you know what? I'm ready to get out in the street and do that. And at church, I mean, you know, hey. But then I can prove my work. Prove that you're using me again. Hallelujah. Use the gift you gave me. Recognize what God has given you. Oh, Lord, I want to tell you that too. Recognize it. Yeah. It's precious. If you got a gift of the Spirit, recognize what God has given you. And use it for the glory of God. No longer sit back and say, Lord, I'm this, I'm that. No, you what God is making you. You a child of God. We all got our different little things that make us who we are. But I can do all things. I can sing. I can pray. I can prophesy. I can speak in tongues. I can do whatever he tell me to do. I'm capable. I'm capable because I'm serving Jesus. No more flesh. Paul said in Galatians, he says, no more I, but Christ that liveth in me. He does the work. But they all had to come to that because of the first chapter of Romans, he's fighting the flesh. And he said, what I want to do, sometimes I want to do it, and I ain't got the, I'm supposed to do it. He said, but I see something warring in me. You might see something warring in you, but I'm going to tell you something. You just about to make that devil say, uncle. Y'all didn't catch that. You just about it. We in the 11th round. They told me there's 12 rounds to the thing. So we getting up now. We coming out. Because from 1 to 11, see, we learned something. We learned this. We learned that devil. We not ignorant of his devices. So we coming out with our dukes up. And if you're supposed to hit him with an uppercut or you're supposed to hit him here, we learned that, see. Because all that time, he done taught us. Y'all didn't catch that. He done taught you now. So see yourself overcoming, children of God. See yourself conquering your attitude. See yourself getting free from everything that held you. See yourself doing it. Amen. And stop putting off and say, well, you know how we put off stuff. We done put off enough. See yourself. Amen. Can you see yourself 20 pounds, 30 pounds lighter? I mean, whatever you want, you know. Everybody's don't have the frame that sister have. You know, everybody can't be the same size. Amen. But you know what you want. Can't you see yourself? You got to see yourself. Like I say, buy you a little dress, honey. One size. That's right. Ain't that right, girl? Put it up in your closet and every now and then take it out. I'm getting in you here. Put it on. Oh, it's too tight. Put it back and do and keep your thing going. And soon you'll be able to get in that dress. I've been wanting. I had one of the kids. I was trying to lose weight. And I got down to a 14. I ain't protected to go down there no more. But But I was so proud. I put my little 14 belt on. I said, hey, I done got down to a size 14. And I went to my daughter's house, Brian. I don't know if she remember. And I pulled a belt. I said, God, look at what this belt say. 14, hey. I may do the same thing. Amen. Will you stand? I hope I blessed you. I don't want to keep you there. I want you to absorb that. I want you to look. Look at what God done did. Look at what he got for you. And go after it. Get up and go after it. With all your heart. And at the end of this year, I don't want nobody to say, well, next year. Coming another year. We've been saying that for 5 years. You know it's the truth, children of God. Who want to overcome? Who want to overcome? Who want to overcome? You got something you want to overcome. Amen. It may not be something I've mentioned. It may be something that you don't know nothing about. You need to overcome. We all need to overcome. And we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony of saying, I'm going to overcome. I'm an overcomer. Did y'all learn that song too? I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer. Oh, I got to teach you that one too. Oh, I can overcome. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's all get around the altar. We're going to pray one for another. And God is going to help us today to overcome.